This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Check, 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 check. Wait. Something is wrong with my audio. Frick. It's doing it now. Hold on, let me see. And it did it again. Oh, no. I don't even know what could be causing that problem. Intermittent problems are the worst ones. Is the cable bad? I hate problems. We had one of those already today. Number one, I'm afraid that I said something dumb on the internet a long time ago and that people who don't like me will find it. Because I have been saying things on the internet for a really long time now. And maybe that stuff was really dumb. I'm sure it was dumb. Like, I was dumb. When I was in college, I'm sure I made like bad jokes about boobs or something. Okay, I'll keep going. Number two, I'm afraid of forest fires getting worse and worse until I have to move away from Montana. Number three, I'm afraid of other people's fear. Number four, I'm afraid of not knowing things I should definitely know. That's part of one of my things, is that I know things. Like, I'm a science communicator, and so I'm really afraid that one day I'll say something and people will be like, Hank, you know that they went to the moon, like, more than once, right? And I'll be like, yeah, no, I totally knew that. Number five. I am terrified of getting people's names wrong to the point where even if I know someone's name for sure, I'm not going to try to say it. Number six, I'm afraid of getting new glasses. Like, one of my last true temper tantrums was when they told me that my glasses frames were discontinued and I had to get new glasses frames. They were like, okay, we're gonna go like talk to the supplier and see if they have like a pair left in the warehouse. But like, that's how they got me to like leave the store. Yeah, I mean, this was, to be clear, this was not, I was not an adult at this time. I was probably fifth grade maybe. So too late for true temper tantrums. I do like consistency. It's like, why did you go to the same restaurant every day for 4 days when you were in Amsterdam and you had the entire world of Amsterdam in front of you? And I'm like, I liked it. Number seven, that people will think I'm a douche because I'm rich. Number eight, I'm afraid that my left hand is going to get cut off. Feels like a premonition, but of course it's not. Like, I honestly have this like tingling feeling in the middle of my left arm. I don't know. Maybe I got my arm chomped off by a shark in a former life. Number nine. In college, I was really afraid that I would have to kill someone. I would always be like, well, at least I didn't have to kill anyone today. if I had a bad day. It was sort of a thing that like my brain would repeat to itself as I was falling asleep every night. I don't have that one as much anymore. Number 10. I'm afraid of getting caught in the ductwork of a building while trying to sneak into a nightclub. I've never gotten caught in the ductwork of a building while trying to sneak into a nightclub, though, but it has happened to someone, and he died, and I heard about it, and I've never stopped thinking about it. My name is Hank Green, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Hank Green is the author of the novel An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. He lives in Missoula, Montana with his wife, Catherine, and his son, Oren. Hank is also one half of the Vlog Brothers. And here's the other half, Hank's brother, John Green.
Hi. Number one, poisoning.
I am afraid of poisoning, but even more than I'm afraid of poisoning, I am afraid of my fear of poisoning. So I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and some of it centers around poisoning. And I'm really afraid that my fear of poisoning will result in like really bad health outcomes. So I worry a lot, like completely for no good reason about, you know, tap water being safe to drink, which means I end up drinking a lot of Diet Dr. Pepper and LaCroix. But it's completely weird because, like, of course, tap water is better for me objectively than Diet Dr. Pepper. And yet at the same time, I find it very difficult to drink tap water, but I could drink Diet Dr. Pepper all flipping day. In fact, I'm drinking it right now. Number two, the return of my disabling vertigo. I was looking down in a drawer for some change, and all at once, I completely lost my sense of balance, and I started throwing up, and I couldn't see straight, and my eyes couldn't focus. Completely incapacitating, terrifying. And then it slowly got better over the course of a few weeks. And vertigo is a reminder for me that we have more than five senses. It's just that we take them for granted. You know, we take for granted our sense of balance in the world. We take for granted our ability to understand right from left, our ability to stand straight up and, you know, see the world as one kind of consistent thing. It's also one of those things where you realize that that life is incredibly fragile and that none of it is guaranteed to you, and that all of the promises of stability that you whisper to yourself are not really promises that you or the universe can keep. Number three, that the United States will somehow default on its debt. Number four, global disease pandemic that will result in the breakdown of human norms. I'm not somebody who's going to survive in a survivalist situation, you know? I'm not a prepper. Really, what it's a fear of is that I would, like, die a slow and miserable death. Number five, that we are among the last generations of humans. Number six, geese. Number seven, that the internet is frying my brain, or just in general somehow bad for me. Number eight, that the Mountain Goats will never record another album. I love the Mountain Goats. I love them, like, I feel like the Mountain Goats are both my favorite band and my second favorite band. I think that as we get older, a lot of people don't have the same level of excitement about fandom that they used to have. My favorite people find a way to hold on to it or find a way to be fans of something in a totally unambivalent, passionate, unironic, unafraid to be like, yeah, I'm that guy way. And as I've gotten older, I've realized like, just love something. Yes. Like it's so, I'm so strongly in favor of loving things, you know? Number nine, that I will somehow be convinced to upload my consciousness or in some other way avoid death in a manner that could potentially be horrible. Number 10, mice. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. My name is John Green, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That chicken juice at the bottom of the chicken thing. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Oh my God, when I take my glasses off, Oren points at my face and he says, no. And then he points at my glasses and says, da-da.